Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Gimel. We're holding on daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we started discussing the brisa that Rav Sheshes had quoted, and we're going to elaborate on many of the details of that brisa. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, L'zeichu Nishmas Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, as well as Dvorah Shira Chaya Bas Yaakov Leib, and L'zechus Rufa Shlema for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya, and it's also co-sponsored by anonymously the Kavodat Torah v'Lamdeha. So we are holding again on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're going to discuss today this difficult brisa about different images and whether the brisa is talking about finding these different suros, making these different suros. Which topic are we discussing, and whether it's possible that the brisa is discussing a little bit of each, a little bit about finding and a little bit about making. And then we're going to talk about the tsura of darkon, what exactly that tsura is, and also three different halachos that we learn about bittul avodah zarah from a story where of Rabbi Elazar HaKapper's behavior when he found a ring with the tsura of darkon on it. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that Rabbi Gamliel was permitted to have certain tsuros of the moon, of the constellations, what his heter was to have those images. So the Gemara is going to have four or five different explanations of Rabbi Gamliel's heter. In the context of that discussion, we're going to discuss a difference between a signet ring that has a protruding image versus one whose image is sunken in, engraved or embossed on the ring, and what exactly the concern of chashad might be with these types of things. And then at the very end, before the Mishnah on Mem Gimel and Beis, we're going to define which kelim are considered to be mechubadin and which are considered mevuzin, because there was a shita in the Mishnah that on Membeis and Beis that it said Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita was that only those that are on mechubadin, only those tsuros that are on kelim that are mechubadin are aser, but those that are on mevuzin are mutter. So we obviously have to define those terms: what is mechubad and what is mevuza. So again, let's begin again from Mankit Rav Sheshes, just a couple of lines before we finished yesterday. Mankit Rav Sheshes Chumri Masniyasa V'Tani. Rav Sheshes gathered together challenging Mishnayos and Brises, and taught and expounded upon them. Kol ha-mazalos mutarin chutz mi-mazal chama ulevana. All the mazalos are mutar except for that of the sun and the moon. V'kol ha-partzuvin mutarin chutz mi-parts of Adam. Statement number two of this brisa: all images are mutar except for the image of a human being. And statement number three: v'kol ha-tsuros mutaros chutz mi-tsuros darkon. All the images are mutar except for that of darkon. So three different statements. So Gemara now elaborates one by one. Amar Mar, Kol HaMazalos Mutarin Chutz B'Mazal Cham Levana B'Mayaskinan. In what sense are we saying that all the other Mazalos are Mutar, just the sun and the moon is problematic? Ilema Ba'osa, if you say that we're talking about making the images of these Mazalos, Iba'osa Kol HaMazalos Mishari, is it Mutar to make all other Mazalos? V'aksiv Losas Niti Losas Kedmo Shamash Hayam Shamshin L'Fan that you're not allowed to make any of the mazalos. So how could we say that all the mazalos are mutter to make? No, elapshita b'motze. Clearly what it means to say is, this is not about the use of making these things, of producing these items. This is about when you find kelim that have these items on them, do you have to be choshesh for avodah zarah? So only by the chama and levana do you have to be choshesh. But you find kelim that have any other mazalos on them, it's just a decoration. You don't have to be choshesh for avodah zarah. Ukititnan, and like the Mishnah says, hamotze kelim va'aleim tsuras chama, tsuras levana, tsuras darkon, yalichon the Yamamelech. If it has chama, levana, or darkon, you throw it into the Yamamelech. But if it has other mazalos, then you don't have to throw it to the Yamamelech. Then it's perfectly fine. So says Gemara, okay, so now the Braisa must be talking about where you found these images. Well, Ibimotze, Ema Mitziasa, but then in that light, how are we to understand the second line of the Braisa? Kola partsufos mutarin chutz mi partsuf Adam. All partsufos are mutter, all facial images are mutter, except for that of a human. Well, ibe motze partsuf Adam mi aser. If it's just finding the image of a human, is it aser to keep an image of a human that was found? Vatnan, when Mishnah tells us hamotze kelim valeam tsuras chama, tsuras levana, tsuras darkon yolicham liyamamelch. The only time you have to be choshesh for avodah zarah is when you find the image of a sun, a moon, or a darkon. That's when you throw it into the Yama Melech. Surah is darkened in parts of Adam. Lo, but not parts of Adam. You find parts of Adam. That's perfectly fine. Elipshita ba'osa. No, clearly the second line of the Brisa must be talking about making an image. You're not allowed to create an image of an Adam. Ukid Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. And that's aligned with the statement of Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua that you're not allowed to make the image of an Adam. Iba Osa, says Gemara. Okay, so now we're saying that the Brisa is talking about, at least the second case of the Brisa is talking about, where you're creating the image. Well, then how do we understand the third case of the Brisa? Ema Seifa. Kalatsuros mutaros, chutz mitzuras darkon. All tsuros are mutar except for that of darkon. Well, v'ibaosa tsuras darkon miyaser. Is there an issur to create tsuras darkon? No, we know that there's an issur if you find a kli that has tsuras darkon on it. You have to be choshesh that whoever owns that kli made it for avodah zara and worshipped it as avodah zara. Yeah, but to make your own tsuras darkon, not l'shem avodah zara, is that really aser? V'ibaosa tsuras darkon miyaser v'aksiv. Honey in tsuras darkon lo. You're not allowed to make elohei chesav elohei zav, but tsuras darkon is perfectly fine to make. Elapshita bimotze. So it must be that in the third case of the brayso we're talking about where you found it. Okay, titanan amotze ken valeim tsuras chama. And like the Mishnah says that if you find something that has tsuras chama, tsuras levana, tsuras darkon, that's what you have to be molech liyam amelach. So it turns out, when all the dust settles, Reisha v'Seifa b'motzei mitzias v'osa, that cases 1 and 3 are talking about finding these images, and case 2 is talking about making this image. So really, the Brisa jumps back and forth between, without giving any indication that we're flipping back and forth between making and finding. Some rabbi in, rabbi says, yeah, when you have no other option, that's what you have to say. Reisha v'Seifa b'motzei mitzias, ba'osa, that the Reisha and the Seifa are talking about where you find these images, and the middle case is talking about where you make these images. But Rava Amar Kula b'motzei. Rava says, no, all three cases are talking about finding it. We had a problem if they're all talking about finding it. What about the mitziyasa? So the case of the mitziyasa was that kol partzuf mutar and chutz mi partzuf adam. If it's talking about finding it, finding parts of Adam should not be a problem. No, mitziyasa Rabbi Yehuda hi. The mitziyasa is following Rabbi Yehuda. Titanya Rabbi Yehuda Mosif. After the mus minika v'sarathis, there are certain human images that you also have to be choshesh, are problems of avodah zarah when you find them, but only when it's very highly particular, highly specific human images. You find the image of a nursing woman, or you find an image of a sarathis, which the Gemara is about to elaborate. Manika al shem chavash manika kol olam kulo. When you find the image of a manika, a nursing woman, that is meant to be an image of Chava, that she nursed the entire world, that she nourished the entire world. Sar Afis al Sar Yosef Shesaru Mephis. That's a reference to Yosef, who provided food for the entire world. Shesaru Mephis Kolol and Kulo. Vahadinakit Garyava V'Kokayil. And the image of Yosef is only if he's holding a measuring cup and he's measuring out grain. Vahi Dinakta Ben V'Kamenika. And the image of the nursing woman is only if in the image, she's actually nursing. She's actually nursing a child. Rav Yaakov Emdin over here says, Sar Afis, he says, it must be a Shema Vodazara called the Sarafis that they have in their Svarim, and it's the Gemara that divided it into two words, like a Sar Shel Efes, as a mockery to make a Leitzanus of the Avodazara. It must be called a single word of Sarafis, and the Gemara turned it into Sar Shel Efes. The thing of that rules nothing. That's the way the Gemara often deals with Shemus of Avodah Zarah, is to make a mockery out of the Shemus of Avodah Zarah. But what clearly emerges from this Brisa is that one is not permitted to make a Tzuras Adam, right? That we've said. Well, the discussion was, even if you find a Tzuras Adam, depending on what kind of Tzura it is, Yosef, Chava, maybe it would be, that would be Aser too, but certainly making a Tzuras Adam is Aser. So we have this Machlok Sabai and Rava about finding a Tzuras Adam, but making is definitely Aser. The Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah writes that it's Aser to make a Tzuras Adam Boletes, if it's a three-dimensional image of a Tzuras Adam, and he says, even if you just make it Linoi and not Avodah Zarah, it's a violation of Lo Sasun Iti, that you're not allowed to make the Tzura of a human image. So the Marit writes in a Tshuva in Chelek Beis Yerdeh Siman Lamed Hey, he was asked about candelabras, menorahs that are Mitzayir Ben Partzufe Adam, that they create human images on parts of these elaborate menorahs that they would make. So, and it has parts of Shalim on it. Are you allowed to keep it in your house or in a Beis HaKnesses? And he explains all those shittos that say that you're not allowed to make a Tzuras Adam Boletes, and even the Rambam, who's mechalik between Tzuras Adam and Tzuras Shar Shamashim, holds that and thinks that we're more makel with Tzuras Adam, is moda that a Tzura Boletes of a person is absolutely problematic. But, the Marit writes, when the Rambam paskins that you're not allowed to make a Tzuras Adam Boletes Linoi, that's only if it's a Dover Kavua. That's only if it's something that's meant to last for a long time. We have to be choshesh that people will assume that maybe it's some sort of Avodah Zarah, as opposed to a Tzura that's made Lefi Sha'a, L'Islamid Behen, L'Sachik Behen, he says, and that's a very important line in the Ma'arit. He says, if it's made clearly, not as a Tashmish Kavua, but just something that's a plaything that is Mutter. And that is probably the heter of dolls, right? Because a doll is a three-dimensional Tzuras HaAdam, but nevertheless, L'Sachik Behen, it's Mutter. In the Tshuvas Pri Asad, he was asked if you're allowed to do business, you know, run a toy business where you have dolls and you're ordering dolls, you're having a doll company make you the dolls, so are you allowed to do that? So that the heter that he has is exactly that. When it's made L'Sachik Behen, it's clearly not something that's meant to be a Dover Kavua, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. The Netziv just adds in the Hamik She'ela, in Siman and Zayin, Os Gimel, that Bizman Hazeh, in general, there's not really much of a Cheshad of Avodah Zarah with these types of things, and therefore he says, even at Tzuras Adam Boletes, where no one would ever think that anyone would treat it as an Avodah Zarah, is Mutter. Nevertheless, there are poskim that were extra machmir, with dolls, with three-dimensional images of human beings. Rav Vosner and Shuvas Shevet Alevi, Chelek Zayin, Siman Kuf Lamedalid, writes that a tzura shlema of a human image with a face, and that's absolutely shalim. He says you're not even allowed to keep it around. You have to be pogam the face in some way. So we have to cut off the nose or something like that. So there are poskim that held that tzura sadam is going to be problematic even just to keep around. Rav Shturmbach, even in Shuvas Van Hagas, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tav Tav Dalet, says that someone, a Yerei Shamayim Sheish Bo Reach Torah, shouldn't be somech on the Mekilim and should be mafchis the Tzura in some way. That he should in some way take away some element of that Tzura. A lot of this may be because apparently Al Pi Kabbalah, it's also considered like a very bad thing to have Tzuras Adam, to have three-dimensional images of Adam. So one who's more concerned Al Pi Kabbalah about doing things that may be problematic Al Pi Kabbalah will be a little extra concerned about that. In the Avnei Yashveh, he raises the question, Shuvas in Yardeas and Kufnan Aleph, about going to a wax museum, whether it's appropriate for a Jew to visit a wax museum where there are very realistic three-dimensional images of human beings. So he says there's a distinction whether Jews made those images or Goyim made those images. If Goyim made them, even though it's usher for a Jew to ask a Goy to make tzuros hamashamshim b'marom because it's an Isra Amir la'akum, and we'll see that more about that later today. The Chachmas Adam writes, "Bizman hazeh, you're allowed to have such tzuros." Because the whole issur of keeping such tzuros around is mishum chashad, but like we mentioned when it comes to the dolls, but bizman hazeh, no one is choshed that anyone's doing avodah zarah, meaning they're two separate issurim. The issur to make them has nothing to do with chashad. You're not allowed to make such things. Lo sasniti. But then there's a separate issur to keep such images. That's only an issur of chashad. But if no one's going to be choshed, then there's no issur to keep it. But he says maybe that's only wax museum in Chutz Laaretz. But if you go to, I don't know if they have one, but if you go to a wax museum in Eretz Yisrael, where it's likely that most of the images are made by Jews, so you wouldn't want to encourage such an endeavor, because Jews are should not be making such things, even though they may perhaps be allowed to keep it around. Okay, let's see the Gemara further now. So says the Gemara, we are now holding at the two dots, Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. So says Martan Rabbanon, Ezu Tzuras Darkon. What is a Tzuras Darkon? Pirush Rav Shmuel Elazar called Sheishlo Tzitzin Bein Prakav. If it has fins in between its vertebrae, Machvi Ravasi Bein Pirket Savar, between the vertebrae of the neck. Amar Rav Chaim Rav Chanina Halach Rav Shmuel Ben Elazar. That we follow Rav Shmuel Ben Elazar. Well, no one argued on Rav Shmuel Ben Elazar, so why wouldn't we follow Rav Shmuel Ben Elazar? Tosfos points out, Pirush Rashbam VaAfilu Yimishkachas Tana DePalig. Even if you manage to unearth a Tana who disagrees with Rav Shmuel Ben Elazar, which we don't have in our Gemara, but if you were to find one, you should know that we pass like Rav Shmuel Ben Elazar in terms of what a Tzuras Darkon is meant to look like. Amar Rav Bar Bechana, Amar Rav Yishuv Ben Levi. One time the story went, I was following Rav Elazar HaKapor Beribi. Beribi is just a title that he's a really great man, and I was following him on the road. And here's a Maisa Rav. Here's what happened. He found the ring. He didn't pick up the ring. He stood next to it, because the ring had a Tzuras Darkon on it. Umatza Ovid Chavim Katan V'lomrol Klum. An Ovid Chavim who was a child walked by and he didn't say anything to him. He didn't ask him for any help. Matza Ovid Chavim Gadol, but an adult Ovid Chavim walked by V'amrlo Bitla, and he says, "Can you do me a favor? Can you be mevatel this tzura, the avodah zara, from this tzura V'lo Batla?" He wouldn't do it. Satro, he smacked him in the face. Ubatla, then he did it. So he gave him a little encouragement. So Shema Mina. So we see three things from this story. Shmamina, Ovid Chavim Vatal Avodas Chavim Shel Ovid Shel Chaveiro. That an Ovid Chavim could be Mivatal not only his own Avodah Zarah, even some other Ovid Chavim's Avodah Zarah, because the random Ovid Chavim that he found on the street to be Mivatal it was not the guy who owned it or used it or did anything with it. It was a Metzia to him as well. No, but he was still able to be Mivatal it. Ushmamina, we also see Yodea B'Tiv Shel Avodas Chavim Shem Shem Mivatal that only a mature adult, someone who understands what the Avodah Zarah is all about and how they use this Avodah Zarah, such a person is able to be Mevatel. But a child who doesn't understand what it's all about, so he can't be Mevatel. That's why he didn't bother the child who walked by first. And you also see that even when an Ovid Chavim is Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah, Bal Karcho, against his will, it still counts as a bittel of the Avodah Zarah, which is somewhat of a chiddush, because you would think being mevatel the Avodah Zarah means that he mentally really is being mevatel it, that he really doesn't pay it any heed and doesn't think it as it's deserving of any sort of kavod. But against his will, who says what that it could be that in his mind he still thinks that it's a respectable thing? So a great chiddush that even Bal Karcho he's able to be mevatel. If you look at Tosaf Shreim No Ovid Chum Mevatel Vazchum Shalav Shal Chaveru on the first Shema Mina, that an Ovid Chum can be mevatel another Ovid Kochavim's Avodah Zarah, says Tosos Tema. Amaylo Nakanami Shmamina Yisrael Einu Mevatel Vazcham Shalav Kochavim. There should be a fourth thing that we learn from here, that a Jew does not have the ability to be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, and that's why he didn't do it himself. That's why he needed to find an Ovid Kochavim. You're going to tell me, I don't need a story to tell me that. That's a Beferish Mishnah. He says, well, guess what? The fact that an Ovid Kochavim could be Mevatel Vazcham Shal Chaveru is also a Beferish Mishnah. It's the same Mishnah, and yet that makes it to the list of Shema Mina. So it says, tells us, Yeshlomer Mishum Depshitalei Lo Yitzchach Hashminan. Now, they're both from a Mishnah, but the idea that a Jew cannot be Mevatel Nevel Dezara, that's Dover Pashut. The Halakaman Gav Masnisen Nami Parich
pshita, because on that Mishnah that teaches both of these halachos, on the halacha that a Jew cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah, the Gemara says pshita. The Gemara asks, that isn't it obvious? The Gemara does not ask pshita on the halacha that a guy could be mevatel a different guy's avodah zarah. So that's why it's it makes the idea of the Ovid Chavim being mevatel makes the list. The idea of the Yisrael being mevatel does not make the list. Says Gemara Vayter, Megadif bar Rabbi Chanina. Let's say that Rav Lazar Akapa Baribi had to Tanan. Does he not hold of what the Mishnah says? Amatu min Ari, min Adov, min Anav, min Agayus, min Anar, mizuto Shliyam, umishulusu shal Nahar. If there's an item that somebody has lost and it's about to get destroyed, and you save it from getting destroyed, that it is that you're allowed to keep it because we assume that there's Yeush Bailim. Va'amotzi b'sratio platya gedola b'kol makom sharabim mitzuyin sham. You find it in a place where there are masses of people, and it's very likely that it's just going to be picked up by someone. Hare elu shalom mipnei shabaylim misyashmen. You're allowed to keep such avedos because there's yeush of the bailim. The original owner has yeush. So we're not learning about mitzia. What happened over here? All of a sudden we're talking about finding mitzia. So Rashi explains. Now the point is that yeush is an assumption that we're allowed to make when something is found in a very public place. So too by avodah zarah. You find this ring with tzuras darkon. Shouldn't you assume that the bailim had yeush on it, and therefore the bailim is mevatel the avodah zarah from it, because he assumes that it's never going to be found. So Amar Abaye, nihi deminami yaish miyisurim miyaish. No, the bailim enochinami has given up hope of ever retrieving it for himself. But has he been mevatel the avodah zarah? Has he been mevatel it as a deity? No, he still thinks it's going to work as an avodah zarah, because meimar amar, he thinks in his mind, iovid chav mishkach sam miflach palacha. If a guy finds it, so the guy will worship it. It will continue to be an avodah zarah in the tradition that I established. And I Yisrael mashkechla, I did the damei yikar and mazvan the love chav mupalachla. And if a Jew finds it, well, it's an expensive thing. The Jew mustama is going to find an avodah chavim to buy it, and the avodah chavim will continue to worship it. So he's not mevatel the avodah zarah shabo. He's only miyaish on the hopes of ever getting it back, of ever retrieving it. Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah. Dmus Tzurus Levanos Hayilal Ram Gamliel Bal Yasa B'Tavla B'Kosel Sheben Mara Said Yotos. Ram Gamliel used to have different images of the moon that he used to show potential Eidim, say, you know, Kazarisim, did you see that Vamer Lahen? Kazarisim, did you see like this? Did you see like this? When they were trying to be made about the moon. So says the Gemara, Umi Shari, was he allowed to do this? Vaksiv lo sasaniti, lo sasan kudumash amashayam shamshim lefanai. Doesn't Vaksiv lo sasaniti that you're not allowed to make the images of things that go on in the sky, the demus shamashim. So how is he allowed to do this? So says the Gemara, four or five different answers, depending how you learn the Gemara. We're going to reject many of them, but four or five different answers. Amar Abaye, answer number one. Why was Rav Gamliel allowed to have these images? Lo asra Torah l'shamashin she'efshar la'asos kamosan. The only things you're not allowed to make images of are things that you could actually duplicate, things that are possible for a human being to make an exact image of. Like when we, and the Gemara is going to give an example in a second, but the sun, the moon, these things, you can't make a sun or a moon. You can make a very, very cheap imitation. So that doesn't count. That wouldn't be included in the Yisr. Kidetanya, lo yasa adam, Bayis Tavnis Echel, Achsadra Tavnis Ulam, Chatzar Tavnis Azara, Shulchan Tavnis Shulchan, Menorah Tavnis Menorah. You're not allowed to make images that represent or that mimic the images of the Beis HaMikdash, the different rooms, the different kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. Aval, who also shall hay, vishalva, vishalchas. You want to make a menorah? Make five branches, make six branches, make eight branches. Do not make a seven-branch menorah, even if it's not made from gold, it's made from some other metal. Rabbi Yosef Yidomer, af shel eitz lo yaseh, kederek sha'asu beis chashmonai, that you're not allowed to even make shel eitz, you're not even allowed to make it out of wood. Amar lo misham raya, shvudin shel barzel, hayu v'chofen bebat. No, it's true by the beis chashmonai, they didn't have a golden menorah, but you can't prove from there that you're not even allowed to make a wooden menorah, because they used shvudin shel barzel and they lined it with lead, and then they upgraded as they were able to. Heshiru asam shel kesef, chazav heshiru asam shel zav. But bottom line is, we do see that you're not allowed to make a seven-branched menorah. That's problematic. You know, there is an institute in Israel called Machon HaMikdash, where they make all the kelim, they make all the different things, including a menorah. They make whatever they can for the Beis HaMikdash. So the hetzer that they have is that they're not making kidmus, the menorah HaMikdash. They're building for the menorah HaMikdash. They're making it to actually use in the Beis HaMikdash. They're just getting ready. But the plan is to actually use these kelim themselves in the Mikdash. Rav Shakta told us that the people who started it were talmidim of his. When he taught in Israel in the summers, he taught in, forgot where, but he said that they came to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik once in YU, and they presented to him what they were doing, and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik smiled and whatever, and then they left, and he told Rav Shachter, it's asur what they're doing, he doesn't like it. So Rav Shachter said, why didn't you tell them? He said, because they're doing it anyway, they're not going to listen to them. So he chased after them, he said, you should know, Rav Aaron just said that he's not happy about it. They said, okay, we have other poskim that are happy about it, you know, they weren't particularly concerned, meaning there are other rabbanim that didn't think it was such a problem, because they're actually, what's the hetter? Because they're actually making what to actually use, and not just stam as a decorative piece. Now the idea of making a seven branch menorah, what if you don't make it b'chol prater v'tiktukeha? What if you don't make it the way the menorah is meant to be made? So the Marik writes in the Tshuva in Shorash Ayin Hey that it's pashut, that it's aser, even if it's not 18 tefachim tall, and two reasons, he says. One, because the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash is not so pashut that the height is ma'akev. The Tosos in Maseches Menachos works very hard to try to figure out where we learn that the menorah is even 18 tefachim tall to begin with. And furthermore, he says, the Isser is even if you're not making Dugmas Klei HaMikdash Mamish, you're not making an exact replica. Tosos over here in Aras Sugya and Achsadra talks about if you make a different number of walls than they had in the Beis HaMikdash, and Tosos thought that was Asr as well. As long as it gives the impression that it's making the same thing that they had in the Mikdash. And based on that, the Marik says Asr to make a menorah even without the kaftorim, the prachim, even without all of these elaborate details that they had on the menorah HaMikdash, because all of that would be kosher anyway. Even and that's why Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Marik in Yerodei Esim Kuf Mem Aleph Siv Ches, a menorah of Shivas Kanim, you're not allowed to make even Mishar Minei Matchos, even if it's made out of other metals, even without Gevim veKaftorim uPrachim, even if it's not 18 tefachim tall, all of these things, it's all asur. So there's a discussion though, what if you don't make the seven branches all aligned in a straight line? That's a further machlokas aposkin. In the Bechor Shor and Roshan Daf Chav Dalid, he says that based on the Marik, that even if it's in a semicircle or something like that, even that's going to be asur. However, the Mishnah's Chachamim on the Rambam, he doesn't think that that's true. He said, you know, at that point you've gone so far away from what the Menorah HaMikdash would be that doesn't even represent the Menorah HaMikdash at all. And he thought that seven branches that are not aligned in a straight line would be permissible in that case. So says the Gemara further now. So we wanted to say that the heter from Gamliel, why was he allowed to have these tsuros of the Levana? So we wanted to suggest, because you can't really make an exact replica of that anyway, so that's not a problem. So says the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, v'shamash and shi'ef shalasos kumbos and mishari, is it mutter if you can't make an exact replica? V'atani lo sas niti lo sas kudemu shamashay v'sham shum l'fana b'marom. You're not allowed to make images of the constellations, even though you can't make an exact replica of any of them. So Amar Abaye says a second possibility. Some of the Achronim are Medayik. It doesn't say, or Rishonim actually, it doesn't say Ella Amar Abaye. Sounds like normally you would say, okay, we reject the last answer. So Ella Amar Abaye. So Abaye says something else. So it's a little bit unusual. What are we to be Medayik from that exactly? Well, let's see what Abaye says. Amar Abaye, Lo Asra Torah El Bidmus, Dalid Panam Ba'ade Adadi. The Isra of making what's going on Bamarom is only when you make all four images of the Shor, Adam, Aryeh, and Nesher all together, all in the same all the same time. Elameatzah. So if that's the case, parts of Adam l'chudei tishtari. So it should be mutter to make a parts of Adam. Allah matanya kala partzufas mitar l'chutz mi parts of Adam. Why did we start today with the brayse that said that all partzufas are mutter except for parts of Adam, that you're not allowed to make the image of a human being? If Adam is just one of the four, and you're only not allowed to make all four together, then you should be allowed to make Adam alone. So Rav Yehuda b'Rav Yeshua mi pirkei Rav Yeshua Shmili. losasniti losasan osi. In addition to the isser of making all four together, there's a separate isser of making a parts of Adam, because when God appears to the Nevi'im, he often does so through a parts of Adam, through the image of a human being. Aval shar shamashin shari. But the other things are mutter, unless they're made all as four in a single unit. And that was from Gamliel's heter, that he was allowed to make the moon, because even though you're not allowed to make heavenly images, it's only those four that you're not allowed to make. Vishar Shamash Mishari, is that true? You're allowed to make these other heavenly images? Vatanya Losas Niti Losasan Kudamusha Mashem Shamshan Fani Bimarom Kigon Ofanim Usrafim Vachayos Akodesh Malachayashares. You're not allowed to make other things, angels, images of angels either. And that's not the Pnei Sharva Adam Ba'arye Vinesher, right? So you're not allowed to make it, so you shouldn't be allowed to make a moon either. So we reject explanation number two. That explanation number two was that the Yisr is only to those four images. No, we see it applies more broadly. So Amar Abaye, again, without an Ella, a third possibility. Lo Asr Tarel Shamash and Shabbat Madara Elyon, that it's only Asr to make angels, those that are in the Madara Elyon, but sun, moon, stars, those things that we see in the sky, that's Mutter. Vishab Madara Tachto Mishari Yasumar, is that true? Vatanya Sherba Shamaim, Lerabos Chamul Levana, Kochav Mazalos, that you're not allowed to make Asher B'Shamayim, including sun, moon, stars, constellations, Mima'al Rabos Malachai Asharis, and also in the Madara Elyon, you're not allowed to make also the Malachai Asharis, but you're certainly not allowed to make the sun, the moon, the stars either. So says Mar Kitanya Hi La'ovdan. No, that just means you're not allowed to make those things to worship them. But stop, you want to have models of the sun, the moon, the stars, that's fine. Frankly, Gemara, Ila Ovdom, if it's about worshipping them, why do we have to talk about sun, moon, stars, things in the heavens? Afilu Shulshul Katanami. Anything you're not allowed to make to be Ovid. You want to make a little worm, you're not allowed to make it to be Ovid. Enochinami. When we say for the Krad Nafka, Titania Asher Ba'aretz L'Rabos, Yam Naharos Har Megvaos, Mitachos Rabos Shulshul Katan. Enochinami. And that's what the Sefer of the Pasuk is telling us, that you're not allowed to make anything when it's Lo'ovdom, even little tiny creatures down here. But frankly, Marvasiya Gredus Amishari, does this mean that when you're just making it but not planning to worship it, it's totally mutter to make sun, moon, stars, animals, things like this? Vatanya losas niti losasum kidmusha mashem shamshun fani bimarom kigon chama ulvanu kachav mazalos. Sounds like it's an issue of losasun, even when it's not loovdom. You're not allowed to make any of these things. So we reject answer number three. Again, answer number three was that only the madura elyon, the things in the upper skies, are usher to make. Everything else is only usher to make when you plan on worshipping it. But we reject that. Apparently, you're not allowed to make any of these things. So answer number four now, what was Ram Gamliel's heter? Shaini Ram Gamliel, da acherim asulo. In Ram Gamliel's case, other people were making it for him. He didn't make it himself. Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. Aye, but there's an issur called Amira La'akum. Anything that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do for you. So isn't this a violation of Amira La'akum? The Gemara in Bamitzia, Daf Tzadi, discusses whether this is an issur that applies to other Yisurim also, only by Melecha Shabbos, and leaves it as a suffix. So at least according to those Shittos, that Amir La'akum is Asr in outside of Hilcha Shabbos as well. So this should be a violation of Amir La'akum. So Tosfos suggests that since he needed the Tzorach Mitzvah, Amir La'akum is Mutal the Tzorach Mitzvah. And Gamliel needed it in order to establish Rosh Chodesh, so that was the Tzorach Mitzvah. Tosfos Rush suggests that according to the Maskana, that Gamliel used it the Hislamed. So we're going to reject this answer as well, meaning this sounds like the end of the conversation. But we're going to come up with there's going to be a fifth answer that's going to change the whole maskana. Say in Achinam, you're not allowed to ask a guy, and he would not have been allowed to ask a guy to make these things either. And then Tosra suggests, or it could be, that Ram Gamliel never asked the guy to make them. He went to a store that was selling them. They were already made, and he bought these images of a moon. You know, they were made for science projects or for whatever reason they were made. And he went to buy what was already in existence. The Ritva suggests that the Isser is only Chumra B'Alma,
So Amir La'akum is not going to be, is we're not going to be that machmir to even asr Amir La'akum in such a case. And then you have the Ravid who says, no, la'alacha, Amir La'akum is only a din, Hilcha Shabbos, it's not a din outside of Hilcha Shabbos. So many, many suggestions in the Rishonim how to deal with the Amir La'akum issue over here. Says Marva, Rav Yehuda da'achera masulal, in Rav Yehuda's case, other people made it for Rav Yehuda, meaning you want to tell me this heter, that when achera masulal, it's automatically Mutter, Rabbi Yehuda had a chayr masulav. From the Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda shinna some any today, and Shmuel had to tell Rabbi Yehuda, knock out its eye of the image that you have. So says Gemara, Nahasam chasam balot bolet umishum chashada. Over there was a protruding image, and we were concerned that people would be choshed that he's over avod zara. So Tanya tabasha chasam bolet asulanicha umutalachtamba. If you have a ring that has a protruding image, you're not allowed to wear such a ring, but you're allowed to sign with such a ring because if you press it down into wax, it will make a sunken image, not a protruding image. Chosama shokev, you have a ring that has a sunken in image, mutal anicha, no one's going to think that you're being ovated because it's a sunken image, not a protruding image, so you're allowed to wear it, but vasalachtam ba, you're not allowed to be chosim with it, because when you're chosim with it, it will produce a protruding image. So frankly, michashin l'chashada, are we really concerned of such chashad that people are going to suspect wrongdoing? There was the Beis HaKnesses of Shafi Yosef in the town of Narda, Dukmei Andarta, that there was a statue in that Beis HaKnesses, and Avu the Shmuel and Levi used to daven there, Matzubigava, they daven in that shul, Velo Chayshi L'Chashada, and they weren't worried about any Chashad. So why are we all of a sudden worried about Chashad? Says, no, Rabim Shaini. Well, when there's masses of people, then we're not worried about Chashad, that the Gantz Kal Yisrael is violating Avodah Zarah. For Rabim Gamliel to Yachid Hava, but how does that help Rabim Gamliel? Isn't there still a Chashad for Rabim Gamliel? He's only a Yachid. Says, Gmar, Kivin Denasiu, Shchichi Rabim. Since he's a Nasi, so there are a lot of people by him, and therefore it's considered like a Rabbim. Or it's not a concern of Chashad because it was made out of different parts that he would just put together. It was not a single image that was made as a single unit. Now the trick is, how do you understand the next line? Or when it's being used to learn from, it's different. What's that an answer to? Meaning we had the broader sugya of why was Rabbi Gamliel allowed to have these images, right? Why was he allowed to make these images? So we had four different answers before why he was allowed to make these images. We rejected all of them, but for the last one of Acherim Asulo, is this a fifth answer that he was allowed to make these images because there's a heter to make them l'islamed, or is this more the local conversation we're having right now about chashad that even in a chinami you're allowed to make them because Acherim Asulo, he didn't make them, other people made them for him, but still, don't you have to be worried about chashad? No, l'islamed, you don't have to be worried about chashad when it's l'islamed. So that seems to be a machlokas in the Rishonim, what l'islamed is coming to address. That you're allowed to use such things for learning. Now Tosus also has another very important ha'ara halach lemaisa in Rabbi Gamliel Yachadava says Tosus Yom Tomar Amaylo Meshani Desuris Levana Loisa Baletas L'Kachas Rabbi Gamliel. Why didn't Rabbi Gamliel have another heter that it wasn't a three dimensional image? And you know, you're allowed to draw a picture of a human being, so you should be allowed to draw a picture of a sun, the moon. It's not a three dimensional image. So says Tosus Vamari Rabbi Natam Vriva. And the way many of the other Rishonim explain it is that when it comes to the sun, the moon, we don't perceive it in three dimensions, and therefore, since we don't perceive it in three dimensions because it's so far away, when we make the image of it, it's usher even in two dimensions. But that which we perceive in three dimensions, like other human beings, is only usher to make in three dimensions, and therefore it is prohibited to make. And halacha mefresh and Shulchan Aruch, some people are unaware of that one is not allowed to make a picture, even two dimensional picture of a sun, a moon. Rav Moshe has a shayla. Rav Moshe discusses what about children? They draw pictures, and you know, there's green at the bottom and blue at the top, you know, grass inside and flowers and whatever, and they draw a sun on the page or they draw a moon on the page. So
Rav Moshe writes that if it's really good, then if they really make an image that really looks like the sun or the moon, that would be problematic. He says most children, and they're not so good, they're not such talented artists, they don't really make something. He said, I wouldn't recommend it, because you certainly don't want to give them art classes where they're learning how to draw these things in a way that will actually look like it, because then you're going to be training them to do something that they're not allowed to do. But the way they're probably doing it is probably not a problem. It's not a real image of the sun and the moon. Okay, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. So Rav Shimon Gamliel made a distinction between that which was mechubad and that which was mevuzin. Ezei mechubad and ezei mevuzin. Amar Rav, mechubad l'malam min amayim. A kavadika image is when it's above the waterline of the kli, wherever you would hold liquid in the kli. Mevuzin l'matam min amayim is where they would actually hold food. If there are images over there, then that's an image bazui. Ushmol Amar Eilu Veilu Mevuzin, and Shmuel says both of those are mevuzin. It depends what kind of kli it's on. On jewelry, that's mechubadin. Tiny kavas say to Shmuel, mechubadin shal hashirin v'al nizam v'al tabos. If it's on different types of rings and jewelry, mevuzin shal hayoros v'al kumkumosin v'al mechame amayim v'shal hasadin v'al mitpachos. And mevuzin would be, it's on tablecloths, it's on clay seuda, these kinds of things, pots and pans, that's considered mevuzin. That you never have to worry is a concern of Avodah Zarah. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis.